setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. This is, in fact, The Ken Coleman Show, and it's all about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you are needed, and it means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to show up and be the best version of you. And oh, by the way, you can do this and make the income you need and the impact you want. And work really is about two things. Income, that's taking care of our needs. We all think of it that way, but that's the way that most of the world just kind of stops there. They go, well, it's just something you do to pay to live, right? I think everybody knows there's more. And I know what it is, and that's why I'm here. But we all inherently know, you know what? I'm here to make a difference. I want you to be able to make a difference in your bank account and in your work. From paycheck to purpose, that's what the entire show is about. So no matter where you are in the journey, some of you have no idea what you're supposed to do with your life. What is that professional purpose, Ken? Some of you know what it is, but you don't know how to get there. And then that third group are the people who know both of those things. They know what they're supposed to do. They know how to get there, but fear, finances, family, holding you back. We have seven stages that will allow you to get unstuck and get moving. What stage are you in? Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. Those are the seven stages. Think of it as a journey up your professional mountain to that pinnacle where you truly give yourself away in that final stage. You're not working for money. It's all about legacy and impact. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Special announcement coming up next segment. Joe, don't let me forget. Big news, doing something on a big network, and it's for our men and women in the military or veterans, and I want you to have the opportunity to participate. So that coming up next segment. But first, let's just go through a very simple process to ask for help. I hear more and more on social media, email, on the phones here with you folks. There's so much fear of rejection when it comes to asking for help. We can't do this on our own. This journey that I just described of living and working on purpose, you can't attain that by yourself. I think we all know that. But we kind of act as though that's just how it's going to have to be. Because so many of us, me included, well, we're just afraid to ask for help. It's just that fear of rejection. What if they say no? What if I come across like a jerk? You know, all these things. So I'm going to give you four attributes, four ways to surround that valuable question, will you help me, to where it won't come across the wrong way. It won't come across as desperate. It won't come across as gross, like a vampire, a relationship vampire. So here you go. Number one, be humble. Be humble. Hey, this is just acknowledging I need help. I don't have the answers. I need some knowledge from you or some wisdom from you. I can't do this by myself. I respect you. There's humility in that approach. Number two, be specific. When you are asking for help, understand that people want to help. But before they say, yes, I'll help, they must first determine, can I help? And if you're ambiguous and you're not very detailed, not specific, sometimes people may blow you off or not help you because you never were specific enough for them to determine whether or not they could help or how they would help. Be specific. Number three, be open to their help. Nothing drives me any more nuts. I've had many people approach me in my personal life and even professional life, and they'll say, Ken, I need help. I need advice. What do you think I should do? I give them the help, make the suggestion, tell them, hey, I'm going to set something up for you, and they don't take the help. What? Now, quick caveat here. You don't have to take the help and do it, but would you at least be open? be open. You ask for help, be open to maybe, oh, I never considered that. I wanted you to help me this way. You're offering this way. I'm going to be open to that. And then finally, be grateful. Grateful people are people that are helpable. Here's what happens. You show tremendous gratitude. They'll keep helping you, offer to help you more, recommend you to other people where you can get additional help. Grateful people are helpable. So quick review. You want to get over the fear of rejection and get the help you need, but you're afraid to ask the question, will you help me? Here's the way, four ways. Be humble, be specific, be open to the help, and then be grateful. You do that, watch what happens. People will want to help you, and the fear of asking for help will dissipate. All right, 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Houston, Texas, where Annette is on the line. Annette, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. What's up?
Okay, so I'm 31 years old, and my youngest, who's 5, will be in kindergarten next year. And so both my kids will be in school in the fall, and I'm unsure about what my next step should be. I have my cosmetology license that I got in about 2015, I believe I got it. And I had started working doing eyelash extensions, but I hurt my neck. And so that's kind of out of the question as far as if I wanted to work in that again. So I'm not really sure what to do. I believe I have the option as far as I've seen filling out the FAFSA for school for the fall to get a Pell Grant. So I could pursue something else if I wanted to, especially having more time with the kids being in school and all. And I just don't know what I should do.
Yeah, I wonder if you know what you want to do. I love that you said I don't know what you should do, but I'd rather focus on what you want to do.
Okay.
And I think you have, and I'm going to press you a little bit. I think you have an idea or two. I don't think that you're just blank. Is that true or false?
True.
Uh-oh. Tell me the ideas.
Well, okay. So before my son was born, I did start pursuing a career or going to school for the PTA program, physical therapist assistant.
Yep.
And I do have a very strong interest in lifting weights and fitness and things like that. So I thought maybe I could go back to school to pursue that again.
Okay. Is there another idea?
Well, I mean, I could try to get into a salon, working in a salon, but again, I don't know how that would go with my neck being the way it is. I have to keep really good posture.
All right, so let's do this.
So
let me ask you this really quick. We're going to commercial break in 30 seconds. I'm going to keep you on hold, come back and help you, but I want you to answer this question. If you knew the neck would not be an issue, you knew you'd be successful in both cosmetology or physical therapy assistant, which one would you choose? Tell me right now.
Cosmetology.
All right, hold the line. Will you hold during the break? Because I'm going to help you.
Yes, I will hold.
All right, so Annette's on hold. When we come back, we'll tell her how to get there so that she's confident. This is the Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose in your work and in your life. I'm Ken, and this is the Ken Coleman Show, different kind of talk radio. Thank you so much for joining us. 844-747-2577 is a toll-free number for you. I'm your counselor, coach, and cheerleader, all in one call. I just spin the hat around. depending on what part of the call we're in. 844-747-2577. Now, we have Annette on the line in Houston. And prior to the break, she just came on. And she started off the call by saying, "Oh, Ken, I have no idea what I want to do next. I got a little one. My youngest is now going off to school. And I've got my cosmetology license from before, but she had a neck injury. And there are some physical limitations that she's a bit unsure of." And I pressed her. I said, wait. You tell me you have no ideas at all? She said, "Well, I kind of do." So she, years ago, interested in physical therapy assistant. Interestingly enough, folks, before I bring her back and she's listening, there is an immediate connection that I had between her cosmetology work and her interest in being a physical therapy assistant. And the connection is she, I'm going to guess, we're going to bring her on here in just a second, but I'm going to guess that she loves the work of caregiving. Because whether you're putting eyelashes on a lady or helping somebody get out of pain and get stronger, that's about caregiving. So, Annette, am I right?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So I don't care if you're doing hair, makeup, esthetician, skin work, or you're helping someone with physical therapy, I would tell you that all of those careers or jobs are in your sweet spot because you really love the work. And I'll bet you you're really good at it too. True or false?
Yes. I'm very detail oriented.
Yes. Very detailed, caring, thoughtful, compassionate, empathetic. And so yeah. Those are all talents. That's soft skills, okay? And then hard skill is the analytical side. You're looking, you're seeing, you know, it's got to be perfect, want it to be just right. And that's the work of caregiving. You're caring for someone. And then the result of that that really sets your heart ablaze is the fact that those women feel beautiful or that person feels better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's influence. You're influencing those people in some really unique way. You may not have changed their opinion on something, but you changed their opinion on them. See, you made a woman feel prettier, or you make someone feel more confident and more strong. You see where I'm going with this?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, before the break, I put it to you. Which one would you choose if you knew you couldn't fail? What'd you tell me?
Yeah, cosmetology. I would pick cosmetology.
Exactly. So now we have to deal with the reality of the neck thing. So the only, I'm not a physical expert here. Obviously, I'm not a chiropractor. I'm not a medical doctor. So if you were my wife and my wife's going, "I want to be in cosmetology, but I have this neck injury and it really affected me when I tried to go back to work because of the physical standing and bending and all the things," then I'm going to do everything I can to find out from medical professionals, how can I treat this? Is it possible to treat this to where I can do the work that I love? I mean, that's where we have to start. And if you come back and you find out that the pain is not treatable and the pain is too excruciating, then we adjust and we go, how can I caregive and not have the physical pain? So those would be the steps. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Question for me. So what, any questions on what I just said?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, do you have the information from the doctors that, hey, this is treatable? Well, we can lessen the pain?
I did go, it was actually pretty bad when I first was injured. I didn't know it was my neck. I had pain radiating down my arm. And I saw a chiropractor. I did go to him for adjustments for about 4 weeks, three times a week, and it got significantly better. And it's been better since, but it's, you know, I have to pay really good attention to keeping good posture, and I can't really tilt my head down for long, extended periods of time, which is where that kind of like,
All right, so now I'm going to push you. I'm going to push you because you called me.
Okay.
You said, but, and then you said two things. Number one, I got to watch my posture. I gotta probably get some regular treatment. You said, but I gotta kind of watch it and take care of it. That was basically what you said. And then you said, I can't do this for long periods of time. So there are two things that you can actually do to allow you to do the work you love and not be in excruciating pain, based on what you told me. Number one, we're going to figure out a way to get good treatment. You're going to be super cautious about your posture at home, the way you sleep, maybe get some physical therapy beyond the, one or two visits with a physical therapist. They show you the exercises. Go do the exercises. It's not going to cost you a bunch of money. Some routine treatments every once in a while with the chiropractor. What are you going to do? What do I have to do to keep this thing okay? Sounds like there are options, and you need to do that. The second thing is, okay, if I can't bend down my neck this certain way, what other ways can I figure it around? How can I innovate around this? What if I'm in a chair that raises up and down? It's a high. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm way over my skis here, but I'm going to look at it and go, how can I do that work without bending my neck in that place in that way? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
There's got to be a way. Am I right?
Right.
All right. Right. All right. So listen, I think you're a little bit scared, and it's okay to be scared. But I think it's time for the excuses to stop. And you and I just discussed how this happens. You're licensed, you're connected, you're experienced, and you're bright enough and brave enough. Go do this. Stop making excuses. All right. Hey, super awesome thing. So I'm very excited about this. I love our men and women who serve in the military. I also love our veterans who have served our country. Every time we get a call on the show from one of those folks, I always tell them they're a great American because they are. So we have a special opportunity for some of you who would be willing to put yourself out there, shall we say. Here's what we're doing. Joe, you're going to be very excited. Madison, not so much. I'll leave it at that. But I'm heading to New York to be on Fox Business News. And we're going to do a whole hour with Charles Payne, one of their hosts. And here's what we're doing. The whole theme of the hour on Fox Business News, it is going to be Wednesday, July 21st. And we're going to help military men and women figure out how to go from the military to the marketplace. So they're going to give, Joe, I'm going to be on there, I'm told, the whole hour.
Very nice.
So you'll have to set your DVR.
I'll do it.
But you probably just have multiple DVRs running to record everything on Fox.
No, right? But I do like Stuart Varney.
You like Stuart Varney?
Yeah, and Charles is good too.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I would appreciate if you would tune in when I'm on with Charles Payne, Wednesday the 21st, from military to marketplace. And here's what I'm asking. If you are active duty military and you're thinking about moving into the private sector at some point, or you're a veteran and you want to get hired, and you feel like, I'm not sure if my skills and experience are transferable. I'm afraid. I don't know what to do. And if you've got a question for me, here's what's cool. Turn the old smartphone. I mean, even Joe can do this. Okay? Turn the smartphone around and record or have someone hold the phone and less than 60 seconds, ask me your question like you would call into the show. But it's in your home and no pressure, Joe. You could shoot the video 17 times. There's no pressure. You're not calling me on the air. You're not on live Fox Business News. But if you record your question on your smartphone and send it in to investedinyou, it's a long email address, investedinyou@fox.com, you will have the opportunity to be on Fox Business News, recorded, of course, and I will answer your question live on the air. So that's Wednesday, July 21st. On Fox Business News. Here's what we need on your video: your name, your rank, branch of service, and your question. Name, rank, branch of service, and your question. Less than 60 seconds. Send it to investedinyou@fox.com. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I want to say hello to our international audience as well that listen to the podcast of the radio and SiriusXM satellite radio show. Yesterday we got calls from Canada, New Zealand. So really, really fun. And quick little reminder here. some of you are in some very toxic, nasty, maybe even abusive situations, and you're going, I'll listen, but I'm not going to call it. I don't want my employer to hear. I get it. So we'll change your name, and we'll change your location, even the industry. We'll change all those details so that you feel confident. So I want to put that out there. I want this to be a safe place where you feel like, okay, I could get some advice, and if somebody who's on my team helping me think through a very stressful situation, if you've got a really abusive or toxic work situation, nasty culture, if you need to change your name, by the way, even if it's not, you're just looking to leave and you want to change your name, we'll do it. So I think people know that, but I want to remind people that from time to time. Also, I want to remind people that you folks are actually getting jobs along with everybody else that's at ZipRecruiter.com. We signed up to endorse them because when I found out that their service is free to you because companies pay them to find talent, that's you. I was like, oh, it's free. I love that. I have no problem pitching something I believe in that's free because I'm not even asking you to spend money. Here's the deal. Getting hired, the hiring process, has got a lot of yuck and suck emotions around it. It just does. It's scary. No one likes to put out a bunch of resumes and get rejected. ZipRecruiter's candidates are three times as likely to get hired. Here's why. When you go sign up a profile for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, is it Ken Coleman or Ken? I never can remember. Somebody please tell me. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken? Is that right, Joe? Thank you very much. Somebody's listening in there? Great. Sometimes the team is over there doing crossword puzzles during the show. It's very exciting and scintillating for them to hear me talk. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Okay. You sign up for free. They immediately begin to match you up. And then the company calls you directly when they want you. They go, hey, we want you to apply. That's a game changer. So this is another arrow in your quiver, another tool in the tool belt, and it's free. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Go. Why wouldn't you do that, by the way? It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Brock in Denton, Texas now. Brock, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. Hello, Brock.
Good afternoon, Ken. How are you today, sir?
I'm living the dream. What's up?
Hey, so I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about being in the wrong role but in the right place.
Okay.
Okay. And then also, too, that thing that you're doing for the veterans, I think that's really amazing. Me being a veteran myself, like, that's next level because they don't get all the help for their transition. So that's really awesome of you guys doing that.
Well, thank you. But let me say thanks to you for serving our country. You're a great American.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. So tell me about this. Tell me about this wrong role, right place.
Yes, sir. So I took a job in my current role as a contract administrator. And it's really far removed because it's really in the procurement industry. So I do a lot of email and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Now my background, I was a helicopter camp mechanic in the Marine Corps. I was a motorcycle mechanic all up till I left the United States to go to Japan for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. While I was there, I had to transition my role because they didn't offer the mechanics on the base.
Okay.
So so I had to change my role. I got into inventory control and also procurement. So that's kind of where I transitioned into. Well, the place that I'm at right now, I really enjoyed the mission of the company for an aerospace company. We are protecting the warfighters. The issue is that, especially now because of COVID, been working at home. Before was going into the office, it was a little bit different, but I just never really seemed like it fit really well.
Well, it didn't
fit
well.
So I did take your, should I, go ahead?
It didn't fit well because you're a fixer.
Exactly.
Yeah. The reason you're doing okay, you're probably even doing a good job. I'll bet you have great performance reviews. And the reason that you're in that logistics role and you're doing a good job is because you're detailed. The people that fix things are detailed. They see details. They can look at an engine on a helicopter. They can look at a part. And it's like you're looking at it like RoboCop. I don't know if you're old enough to know who that is or that character. But, you know, it's like you look at it and it's like, and your brain's a computer and it's scanning everything. Am I right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I know. Because you're super. Mm-hmm. So you've got that detail component to your brain. And so you've been able, you've been able to do a good job managing details in this logistics role. But the problem is you're not doing work you love. That's just something you're good at. The work you love is actually fixing and making. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Fixing and making, yes. And then also teaching others how to fix and make.
Great.
As
so,
well.
So
look, I also like inspections too.
Again, I get it. So we've just identified the kind of work you love.
Yes, sir.
All right. And by the way, I've got an assessment that's coming out in about a week or so. And I can't, well, I'm just telling people now anyway, because it's coming out. It's the sweet spot assessment, dude. It's going to change your life. But you know what you would come up with? For your work that you love under passion, you would come up with making would be one of your top three. Or fixing, if you will. I call that solving. Mm-hmm. So you would come up with solving, teaching, and making. I'm just going to tell you.
So I did your so two things. I took the, you know, should I quit? And it said wrong role, right place.
Yeah.
The career clarity guide brought up so on passion, like you're saying. So it was, I wrote down instruct people, lead a team, negotiate solutions, learn how to repair things. It doesn't matter if it's people situations or actual things.
Yeah. Yeah,
solve complex problems and research solutions.
Hello, there it is. Solving,
yes,
teaching,
sir.
And I'm saying making, but you know, it could go a couple ways. You could come up with a finishing on your report, but here's the point: You love the place, so now you're looking for an opportunity to do that. We've done the work on this phone call. Now you know I'm looking for a position that will allow me to be involved in fixing, solving, analyzing. We'll just put three of those together. I need to be in a place where I'm instructing / teaching. And if you're looking for that in that aerospace company and that presents itself, now it's all about, are you qualified to do it? And you've got the raw talent, but the great news is you've identified, Ken, I'm in the wrong role, but right place. So now we're looking for the role that fits that passion you just beautifully described. And it's there in an aerospace company.
It is.
It's absolutely there. So here's what we do. We begin. Here's your homework assignment. One, identify the positions in the company, whether they're available or not. So they don't have to be on the job board. Certainly, we're going to look at the job board. But let's look internally to positions that are currently filled. But you're going, that's it. That's a possibility right there. And because you're in the building, this is a huge advantage for you. You begin to walk over there and go, hey, I'm not unhappy at all. I love this company. I want to be at this company. But I want to eventually transition to these type roles. You begin to talk about it. You begin to get insight. And maybe you don't feel comfortable talking about it. That's fine. But go get insight from people who do those jobs. Start having lunch with them in the cafeteria or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, now you get the inside track on the qualifications beyond your current skill set. And we go get those qualifications. And when something opens up, they already know you because they've had conversations with you before and you're top of mind and you're already inside the company. It gives you the fast track. So be patient is now the emotion. But you know what you want to do. So start looking for it and you'll get there. I love that. By the way, I didn't get permission to do this, but I really don't care. I really don't care. This is very exciting, Joe. Joe's all nervous. Would you relax? How long have we worked together, Joe? We're coming up on 10 years, maybe. 11 years?
Yeah, 10.
The sweet spot that I talk about. Talent, passion, and mission. You use your talent to perform your passion to accomplish your mission. Folks, in about a two-week period, we're coming out with the assessment I've been working on for years. It'll allow you to have a 20-minute assessment and a detailed report that will fill out your professional purpose statement. Oh boy, it's coming soon. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We're helping you go from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, and I'm Ken. We're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Different kind of talk radio here. We don't look to D.C. for any answers, or quite frankly, your Capitol building in your state or your country. big hello to people that are listening around the globe via the podcast of The Ken Coleman Show. Hey, for those of you in this fabulous country of America that are thinking about cybersecurity or any tech job, and you're going, I'm 50, I'm 40, I'm 30, I don't have a degree in technology, Ken. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. Turns out you don't need much time or much money at all, thanks to my friends at Bethel Tech. BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman is the website. Here's why I am fired up about Bethel Tech. They've already helped a bunch of our listeners. By the way, I want to get a list, Amanda, of people that have signed up with Bethel Tech and how that's going. Here's what they do. They got a 9-month online program. 9 months. That's the max. And it's less than $15,000. And if you actually go to BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman, you can get somewhere between $1,500 to $2,500 off, especially if you're willing to cash flow your way through it. Here's the deal. 9-month program online. They train you even if you have zero technical experience. Zero. I mean, you think, I can barely turn a computer on. You're qualified. They teach you for really good paying tech jobs. More importantly, they help place you. They are not just a training program. They are a placement program. They have upwards high 70% placement success. And you're talking about starting the jobs in the $75,000 to $100,000 a year, definitely six-figure job advancement. And here's the deal. Cybersecurity, they're bringing a new program on there. Tech is hot in every industry. So call them up. Tell them Ken Coleman sent you. Talk to them. If it's not a good fit for you, that's on them. That's on you. You decide. But I'm telling you, they're crushing it. BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Okay, let's go to Riverside, California, where Jesse is on the line. Jesse, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
Jesse, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Living the dream, too.
Hopefully. There we go. What's up?
Hey, so I want to talk to you and pretty much ask for your guidance. I recently got promoted. I also read your book, so I think I'm in proximity to in the direction where I want to head.
Good.
I do, in the past, I've done a lot of procurement positions. And currently, when I got hired in this company, I went into, which they do manufacturing, I went into the production department as there was no procurement or any supply chain stuff, positions available at the time. And I decided to just get my foot inside the door. I've been here 2 years. I got an offer of going into supervisory level here.
Great.
I have expressed my passion that I like to do one day go into a supply chain, become some sort of a supply chain manager, maybe pursue a bachelor degree or something. Mm-hmm. They are aware of it. They did tell me that it could be a possibility. But now I'm in this position like the other color, right position, wrong place, or right position, can I say? I'm in a pickle here.
This position comes
one-on-one meetings, and this is something very, very new to me. I'm supposed to report every month to my superior and have a one-on-one meeting, and I'm really confused and have no direction of what these one-on-one meetings are going to be about, or what am I supposed to bring on these one-on-one meetings.
Okay, all right, so let's pause.
What is the purpose?
Okay, great. All right, so let's pause. I don't think you're in a pickle. I know it feels like you're in a pickle, but you're not in a pickle. I think you're worrying about something you don't need to worry about. But let me make sure that I'm right about this. Okay. Backing this thing up, this is the job that you want. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, forget your anxiety right now. That's your brain. Turn your brain off for a second. Let your heart talk. This is a supervisor role, and it's something you want to do. You're excited about that part of it. Yes or no?
Yes, I am.
But I guess you've not been in many of these roles where you've had to do one-on-one meetings on a regular basis with your leader, and all of a sudden you're feeling all this massive pressure that you're going to have to bring a trapper keeper notebook full of stuff, and I think you're freaking out. Am I about right?
You are totally right. I'm so... not don't know where to start.
Wait a second. I
don't want to bring the wrong thing into the meeting.
I know, but hold on a second. Have they said to you at any point, we're expecting a trapper keeper of all kinds of things, and you must also figure out what we're looking for? It's a giant mystery. Hope you make it, Jesse. If not, we're going to fire your butt. Has that happened?
No, not at all.
All right, then. So here's the deal. Have they offered the position to you or not?
Yes.
Have you accepted or not?
Yes, I already did accept it. I'm in.
All right, then.
My
so
first month in.
So you're already a month in?
Yes, 1 month in.
Oh, I don't know how I missed that. Did you tell me that?
I probably missed it.
Okay. All right. So you're a month in. Okay. Sometimes I miss these details because I'm thinking while I'm listening here. You're a month in. Have you had your first one-on-one?
This is going to be my first one a month. It's going to be next week.
Oh, that's what's going on. This is the first one and you're freaking out.
Yes.
Well, has there been any conversation where the leader has said to you, be prepared for this, this, and this?
There's only been conversations of what's currently going on in the department.
Okay, then. So stop worrying about it.
Any bottlenecks that have been happening in the department.
All right. So stop worrying about it. He hasn't or she hasn't told you that you have to have this notebook full of stuff. So that would imply that you don't. And it's probably just a good quality communication check-in. So the only thing you need to be prepared for is giving them a temperature check of what's going on in your team. Do you know what's going on with your team right now, Jesse?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, let me give you some homework that I think will help ease your pain. You got something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's what I want you to be prepared to answer. You don't have to present this, but if you want to, it'll make you look really impressive too. But more importantly, Jesse, I think this will lower your anxiety level. You need to know for yourself the answer to these four questions. You ready?
Yes, I am.
What is right about my team and our goals? What's right? What is wrong? Is the second question.
Okay.
What's missing? Is the third question. And what is confused? The fourth question. Do you understand what I'm doing right there?
I kind of have an idea.
Okay, what I'm doing is I want you to answer those questions for yourself about your team. So what are you guys doing right? Another way of saying that is, what's working well? Okay? What is wrong is another way of saying, what's not working well? Okay. What is missing is, what do we need? We don't have this resource right now, or we're not getting this result right now. What is missing? And then what is confused? We're not sure what to do here. I'm not sure what they want to get you about. Does that make sense now?
Yes, it does.
My man, if you are asking yourself those questions daily and weekly, and you have a firm grasp of what's going on with your team and your goals and your measurables, then when you go into a meeting with your leader, you're never going to look unprepared, are you?
True. Very true.
You know why you're not going to look unprepared? Because you are prepared. Now, if the leader starts to say, I want this kind of report, I want the TPS reports on my desk every time, then you give him the TPS reports, but you're freaking out over nothing right now. Just go in and be knowledgeable and give him some good news.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Jesse, I'm proud of you, man.
Appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're a rock star, dude. Be prepared. And being prepared is just about knowing, having your finger on the pulse. Let me give you one other quick thing since you're writing. Okay, I got 10 seconds and I got to get out of here. Two questions I want you to ask every one of your team members on a regular basis, every week. How are you doing? That's a personal question. How are they doing in their life? And number two, how can I help you win in your role? You do that, Jesse, you're going to be an awesome leader. Hey, my time is almost up. But remember, you matter. And remember, you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.